Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, welcome back to Season 4 of Pigeonhole Hockey, a member of the Hockey Podcast Network. This is Chris and today's co-host, Steve and Heath.
How's it going, hockey fans?
What's up, hockey fans?
And we don't claim to be hockey experts, but simply overzealous hockey fans that love to play, watch, read, and talk about hockey. So how goes life, boys?
I can't swear, so I'm going to...
He's trying to demonetize our first YouTube video.
Yeah, Steve is on a mission to demonetize our first YouTube video, so he's gonna stay quiet for this one. But no, been good. You know, back in Vegas, I had someone try to break into our house this morning here, so we're just rocking and rolling. Yeah.
That's just drops into someone tried to break into our house this morning.
Maybe 2 hours before we got on this thing, a person hopped our fence and my dad was like, well, I can't swear, but why are you in our backyard pretty much? And, the lady had like stuff in her, like tools and stuff to break in and hopped back over the fence and took off. My dog went crazy. My little French bulldog went crazy, and my big golden retriever didn't even see it. But if she did, they're probably we'd be probably talking about something else right now. But
talking about kibbles and bits.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Hey, there's a new sponsor. Look at that. I'm monetizing us right now.
There it goes. We'll take that sponsorship money from Kibbles and Bits. Oh man, that's a morning right there.
Kibbles that it is. It is.
Here I am just upset that FedEx is trying to charge me $98 for a package that they said they tried dropping off yesterday. So I'm staring out the window, and maybe listeners will get to hear them knock at the door and charge me $98 to receive a package. So
if it's international, that's the problem when you ship with those companies. I know. Just telling you. Yeah. They kill you with brokerage fees. But Goldie,
it's awful.
We had issues with, you know, somebody smashed the back. Oh, geez, like the back window of my car. And there was nothing in it, right? Like I just cleaned it up the day before. But if they did, they would have got used soccer stuff. So, and it took 3 weeks to get that done. So I just set up a ton of security cameras all the way around my house now so that, you know, anybody shows up, I can set an alarm off and scream at them.
I might have to do that.
My attack cat is not going to hack it here for me. So I feel your pain. It took me 3 weeks to get that back window actually fixed properly.
That blows.
Yeah, I was the lucky one to be like, I think the very first 2022 Toyota Highlander to have that happen to them. So I was the experimental car. They got it figured out now, so there we go. I guess there's one positive from that experience. But speaking of robberies, let's talk about some of these Goldie saves.
We're going to be on this episode basically analyzing Heath, our co-host here. He had his first college game back on February 16th this season, and we're going to be analyzing his gameplay here. Now, I didn't stop and save every single save, but I did get a lot of them, and then just some other in-play action here, and as well as much dismay of any of us goalies, the goals. Because you can always figure out from watching any of the goals that you allow during a game if you were in the right or if there was nothing you could do about it. That's what we do as goalies. We go back, we check our games out, and thankfully, Steve, me and you didn't have any of our games recorded back in the day that I'm aware of. Otherwise, you would have seen me pull my flurries. And none of the pretty stuff, like I said on the previous episode, it was none of the pretty flurry stuff. It was all the what is he doing flurry stuff, which
is like shooting a puck at somebody's chest and watching it bounce past you in a gold medal game like that.
yeah, stuff like that. Or, you know, yeah, that was my skill set. Unfortunately, that's the flurry blood I got.
Yeah.
But, the only thing that I know that was recorded for me was on VHS. But it wasn't even mine. Like, I'd have to go back, find a buddy's dad who, you know, that stuff was recorded over top of, and I won't say probably with what, because we're going to monetize this again. But, you know, it's funny though, watching when you're at that age, because you, you know, this is, you know, eighth grade. So I want to say what, about 13, 14 years old.
So you think the game's going a lot faster till you see it being played on the big screen and you're like, oh my goodness, this is so slow compared to the NHL. Yeah. But it doesn't feel like it when you're on the ice, right?
This is lightning fast.
Been there.
But yeah, let's break into this then. And I'm just going to make sure, I'm going to make sure that when we do this, that I can actually, I guess, positively like record the video and go back and forth as need be, but we're going to learn this along the way. This is our potential first YouTube video here. So, and for your listeners, we're going to try to break down the play too. So, Heath or Steve, feel free also to kind of break down the play that's happening for the listeners. I got about 19 clips here and we can break into it here. You guys ready?
Yes.
Give her.
All right. Heath Goldsmith, gameplay analysis. We're in the first period. Your first ever shot on net and save right there. That is what that was saved for.
Yeah. My first criticism, Goldie, where the hell's the windmill?
Didn't want to pull a Patrick Waugh, throw it in my own net. I didn't want to do that in the first college game. I kept it real simple there. Just wanted to feel the puck early. That's what that was. I was expecting
splits, picking that up, big windmill over into a double pad stack on that first save, but hey, we'll take it. You got to feel for the puck.
Definitely keeping it simple. That was the name of the game for this game. That's for me. That's for sure.
Nothing wrong with that, Steve. Making it routine, simple and easy.
Oh, nice, simple and easy. Simple and easy one right there. Get your feel for it. Now, let's move on to the next clip here as the video transitions over. And here we go. Your attackers attacking back from the blue line. Look at you, Heath. Couple big saves right there.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Steve?
Tracking the puck well. He went down a little early on the one fake shot, but I'll call that early nerves, man, because I'd be doing the same thing, Heath. You know, you can see yourself drop down, right?
Going
along over there, but that's just nerves. But then you got up lightning fast and covered your ground really well. So, yeah, you know, easy routine save, really good track in the puck, though. You could see it all the way through.
Yeah, definitely that first drop right there is, that's just something that not being in a game for a year to the date, it'll add up. Yeah, right. And, as the game progressed, you get more comfortable, you know, you don't use as much energy in areas. And it was good to get some shots early in this game. That's for sure.
Yeah, you can see, you can just tell, you know, you can read early on, you know, and again, that's not a big fault that I'm saying here on this. It's just, you can tell the energy's there, right? And then calming yourself down. Because usually for me, it would take about at least 5-10 minutes into the game before, you know, I really would settle in, right? So,
And also, if you look at four coming across the top of the screen that had the puck originally, he shot that and it got blocked.
Okay. So you're reacting.
So it was a blocked shot right there. I want to say 16 for their own team blocked it. For NYU blocked it right there. So yeah, no, I'm reacting to the shot, for sure there. Breaking that film down even more. Yeah. He beats 22 Pepe there. Off the wall, and then he just comes across the middle, shoots it, 16 blocks it in the middle. His own guy blocks it, and then it just kind of trickles in and down into like the slot area where there's a couple of shot attempts where, you know, I made a couple of good saves there.
Yeah,
nice clear defenders there too for you.
Yeah.
Here we go, the next play.
Little paddle down action.
Woo!
Ooh, that one was whistled up high.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
That's a good reactionary save. You're up there, and that's coming right for the old melon, man. So, yeah. Good job with the paddle down and knock that puck out. Keep it clear from your crease.
Yep.
All right, yeah. Let's move into the next play here. I'd like the nice little transition. Look at that slide.
Yeah,
that's a beaut.
Good tracking. Good following the puck there.
Yeah, that one. That was a hounser right for the old dome there.
if you can't beat him, Goldie, concuss him.
Yeah, and I did get a piece that off the top of my head. So I am glad that, you know, I did raise up there at the end there to get that one, because that's something that sometimes you don't see happen, you know, especially since there's a moving screen. Number two, Trezera comes in front of me right there, right as the shot is going. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think during this play, I think they even mentioned it, this one, I think, because there was no commentators for this game, but there was just the ladies.
The crowd noise.
Yeah. And so I think one of them actually mentioned it. And yeah, you got to learn a lot about who's going out with who during this game.
Yes, and what they were doing after the game. Yeah, and why people went to the schools they did, and you know how somebody dumped them, and then they're no longer at that school. Yeah. So yeah, a lot of drama.
Yeah,
I got to go back to the most important part here. Huge shout out to Jacques Plante. Without that, Goldie would have a dent in his head.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be doing this podcast right now, to be honest. That would hurt.
Let's move into this next one here. Nice right there. Let's break it down, gents.
Yeah, so what I'm reading here coming into the zone, I know that my defender's beat on the far side. You see me take a peek right there, slightly over. I knew he was there. That gets tipped back across my body. And I get it with the right pad. That was early in the game too. So that's like, hey, wake up, stay awake here. But it's a great pass by their guy. Great feed across the middle, and you know.
Yeah, but your winger has got to tie that man up. He let him go. He's watching, cutting across, and just got to pick that man up and get on his stick.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you there. But you know, it's early in a game. We just got off a bus too, so I mean, I give him a little bit of break in the first period there. But that save was huge for me. That was a confidence builder right there. You know, the boys went crazy when that save happened, so gave me confidence and just kept me in the game. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, it was a great save, and you did see a lot of action in the beginning of the first period.
That was actually great.
That's exactly what you want in your first college start.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's break into even some more action, because I think most of the videos ended up coming out of the first. So let's go.
Yeah.
So we go. The guy takes it from behind the net, off to the right circle, looking to the behind guy. I know we can't see it on the video, but he's got it. Shot from the right circle.
Yeah, it stood your ground well there, Goldie.
Yeah. You know, I'm on top of my crease, even though it's a power play situation here, 5-on-4. You know, I thought I was aggressive. You know, I'm also there for that backdoor one timer. You know, they really like to go to that a lot here. They go to it later in the second period, a couple times on the power play. And, I think it got blocked one time, 7-1. But yeah, no, that I knew that coming in. I'd watched their film coming into this game, and cause I knew I was going to get a start here. You know, the day before. So I watched their full game of the weekend prior, wanted to see their tendencies, and I knew that they were going to try to go to 27 here on the left-hand side, but they didn't. He was trying to get to that Ovechkin level, you know, that Ovechkin spot on the ice, and he kind of does, but they just don't hit him. And so, you know, I'm looking around screens, and then I get a good save there, so.
No, it was great. Great tracking. Great save. And after this one breaks down, we'll see the next clip.
Yeah.
Again, I think that's going to still keep us in the first period, too.
Yeah, I think so.
There it is. Yeah.
Oh, fighting through now, traffic. Good rebound control. Very good rebound control.
The video lags a bit in this one when I was recording it, but
it lags in regular video too. This one was actually real interesting, because I got like four or five shots here. So on the initial shot, I'm just going to break it down as it's going. You know, puck goes behind the net. Kind of goes up into the slot, shot comes, save, and then I go into the full-blown splits there, and the guy digs at my pad. I knew it got through my pad, but I put my stick back, right there. I get it with my stick. It comes back out to the front.
Then you go into the patented Hasek roll, man.
Yeah, the Hasek roll. It actually hit me in the back of the back there. I had a bruise for a couple days after that one. When I go into this, basically cover the bottom of the net, he does get a shot away. But that's probably one of my favorite saves I made in the night. That was just one where, everything was working there, going to the splits and then the reaction to, cover the bottom of the net that way. And I, just knowing where the puck was early in a game like that, it really helps. So, this is a great save right here.
No, that's a great save. And I know me and Steve are watching this going, you might just have a little bruise from being shot in the back with the puck. Me and Steve are going to the hospital after that split save.
Dude, I'm going to the hospital after the warmups.
All right, let's break into after this play wraps up again, we'll break into the next play. I'm not sure if this is the end of the first. We're going to find out. No, here we go.
No, first again.
Okay, down low. Made that save look easy, Goldie. Nothing much to that. Pushed out to the top, down, right out to your good thing your defender was right out there, right? It exploded off a little bit there, but it's hard to do when, you got a couple guys in front of you, right?
Yeah, and from that angle, I think that actually hit me up like glove side, like right in like the crook of the arm. So
yeah,
it was kind of one of those. If you look, I kind of shrugged that arm up to get it, and those are ones that like if you can't eat them, those are going to be pretty ugly rebounds. But I'd rather give up an ugly rebound than have it be in the net. So
you don't the ones that squeeze through the elbow are the worst.
I wasn't gonna let that one happen on that shot right there.
No, beauty save, and we're gonna stay here in the first. And I think at this point in the game, your team is now officially up 1-0.
Yes, I believe we are.
Yeah, I think the boys got a goal for you there, and you were up 1-0. But the first period action continues. So once my video hits play, now it continues.
Yeah, we are up 1-0.
Long range shot, easy blocker.
Yeah.
That's one where it's up around my head again, from long range.
But you're up at the top of the paint.
Oh yeah, no, I'm probably a good, 2-3 inches above the paint too. So, covering my ground really well there. Puck goes to the corner, and I think we get it out on that play too. So, I think Trezera gets that one on the wall and goes out. So,
yeah, and that leaves you at the end of the first period with you guys up 1-0 on NYU, the NYU Violets, I've come to find out is what their name is. So,
yes.
But yeah, so let's break into some second period action. You boys ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Second period, here we go.
Simple routine, could see it the entire way. So yeah, there's nothing more insulting to me, Goldie, when somebody rips at the glove. If you don't do the big windmill, you're just quick flip.
Yeah, I gave you a little bit of a windmill there. I gave you a baby windmill. It wasn't Wednesday. I wasn't trying to do a windmill Saturday, or Friday rather. I just focusing on that glove all the way through, and you could see my eyes track it all the way through, which is really nice. And
You know what's also good that we got a compliment on is your defender there. If you watch him, he sees a shot coming and he lets you see it.
Yeah, I know. Towner's really good at who's number five there, who lets me see this shot right here. If he's not going to block it, he lets me see it. He's really good about doing that, even in practice and stuff like that. And obviously, I talked to the D beforehand, and hey, if you aren't going to block it, let me see it. And that's just how that worked. But yeah.
Right now we're cycling back around the boards here.
Yeah.
In tight, down low, you got everything covered, and it pops back behind that net.
Mm-hmm.
Back out to the top of your crease. Yeah, you're seeing the puck well, you're moving well.
Yeah. Felt this little in tight chance right there. Right. Where is it?
Yeah, make sure I go back to the right spot.
No, you were, you know, I think you were in the right. I think you just went, yeah, right there. The little in tight chance right there. You know, obviously, if I could change something about that play, I'm probably not paddle down per se, but I'm probably more of like a hybrid there. But paddle down worked. He actually goes low, so I'm glad I had my paddle down. But yeah, no, that was definitely he's popping out from, you know, kind of right there in front. I'm ready for that shot. Good save. And then, yeah, so I felt pretty good about that one all the way through. Tracking was good. You know, eyes were there, hands were there. Yeah, so.
Strong leg, strong tee pushes. I mean, I'm really impressed. Like, you've definitely been hitting the gym.
I have.
All right, next play here. Yeah, look at that push. That's just such a perfect glide.
You got a screen right there in front. Good control with the pocket. When you knock it down, it was dead center in front of you too. So
yeah,
if they were able to corral the rebound, they would have had to, you know, they would have had to pull it forehand or backhand and try to stretch you there, but there wasn't much there after the rebound.
Yeah. And a lot of these were, you know, it's quote early drops. I mean, their shots are blocked by their own guys, which is kind of a thing that happened a lot with them in this game. Like right there, it gets blocked by I believe 14 for us. Teddy there gets the block on that one coming across. Yeah, right there, kind of kicks to the middle. I'm ready for it. Then the shot from the point with a tip right there. You know, being there, getting that second shot there too.
Yeah, you were right on top of him though too. So even if he got a tip, it would take one of those miracle flounder pucks that go up and above you and nobody can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was a, you know, we work on tip drills before every practice. I grab the defenseman and I grab a couple forwards and they always tip right in front. So that's just like routine for me right there. So basically just like morning, you know, before our actual official practice time starts, I'm always out there early and, you know, doing these tip drills and stuff like that to get my legs moving. And that's basically exactly what that turned out to be.
Yes. Yeah, so let's move into the next play now. So once this play ends up wrapping up, we'll shift into the next plane. Here we go.
Nice easy little shot. You can see that one all the way. Nothing to it. You're out.
You're at the top. And
this has shown his vision. Like, he's focused. He's got great vision for the game. I mean, he's tracking well. He's seeing well.
What I mean when I say nothing to it is it's routine for him because he's in the proper position out at the top, so it's not a hard shot, right? If you're deep in the net, that becomes a lot more difficult of a shot. So he's tracking it well, reading the play well there.
Yeah. Hands are out in front. Everything was just working there.
Yeah, so let's break into the next play.
Locker save. So, yeah, that. So let's go back and take a look.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good low. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll kind of break down what happens here. You know, I come across in a T-push. I get there maybe slightly late, good blocker, save low. And I mean, that's just, if I'm not mistaken, no, this is not a power play goal. The other one is, but, that's just unfortunate. I mean, coming from the guys on the bench, you know, that my goalie partner, Scott Barnacow, we were talking after this goal and it apparently just goes right underneath my arm. So it was one of those ones where like, it's like misses you by like 2 inches. Also, you know, Teddy does a good job of trying to block this, you know, he just throws his body over there. But I think it's one of those ones where it's like perfect and it just finds a way to get in the back of the net, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It was actually for NYU. It was a great drawn up play. And this was purposeful. The shot he takes there was meant to try to create the rebound.
Yeah, and off a pad or off a blocker. You'll hear me yell this every time there's a 2-on-1 and the defender, you know, has, you know, the guy with the puck cut off pretty well. At that point, I'm like, wrap it off the far pad, you know, just fire it for the rebound shot, right? Because right here,
yeah,
you know, there's not a whole hell of a lot you can do, goalie, other than, you know,
really
not much because it hits your blocker and the dude's right there, right?
And he's a right-handed shot on the left-hand side, so he's got that one-time option, and that's what he does. It was a great pass by me. It's taped. It's from blocker to tape. I mean, but I mean, and that's not even like a bad rebound from that area. That should you know, with that quick of a shot from a tee push over, drop down, make that save. Yeah. So that's one that, you know, that you kind of just say, yeah, everything kind of worked its way their way on that one. But yeah, so.
Yeah. And we'll break into this next one here because this one, Cass was already kind of like, Stony Brook wasn't in the position. Just, as you can see, this play just breaks down.
Yeah.
And nobody's supposed to be, nobody's where they're supposed to be now. It's
they're watching like the Buffalo Sabres chasing. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a, yeah.
And
so
then it
this
just
one
dribbles itself in. Yeah.
No, this one's weird. I actually have photos of this one, so I'll break this one down. This initial shot, once we get to it, I'll kind of break it down here.
So make sure I get to the right spot. I'm stuck on that one goal. Here we go. Nope.
Oh, wow. There's goalie.
Oh, you're at the
yeah, the video wanted what the video wanted.
So here we go. So it's a fail clear right there. It kind of turns into panic in the, you know, D zone here for us a little bit. And this shot from the point, this shot from like right there, it goes off my glove, off the post, and kicks out to this guy on the left hand side, and then he goes off my rear end and in from him on the side. So they actually shoot it back across. If you watch, the guy 17 puts it in on the far side here. So it was just like right. It literally goes off my glove, off the post to him, and he just puts it then off me again as I'm trying to come back and in. So
yeah, it looks like you didn't have a clear look at it, and it's no fault of your defender because it's just chaos, right? But it looks like you didn't get a clear look. It's just off of you, and then it's just a chaotic play all the way around.
Yeah, no, it's a fire drill in the offensive zone, and I kind of come over. I come over ready for the shot. But yeah, it was, that's one that you're like, okay, everything went wrong on this play. From the failed clear on, it was chaos in the defensive zone for us. And then everything went wrong. so yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then we'll see a scroll here one more time and it'll break into the, yeah, these goals just went 1, 2, 3. They just kind of happened in sequence. So the next play we're going to see is, I believe you guys are on the penalty kill. And
that'll be a power play goal. Well.
Yeah, and I think they just cycled the puck well, and here it is. So they're cycling the puck.
Yeah, they got a really good cycle game. And I'm not sure if you get it here, but yeah, that one goes off my mask. My mask strap actually popped. And the ref, I yelled mask one time and so did my defender. And the ref came up to me after that and said, hey, yeah, I was going to blow that down, but there was a shot from the point. But either way, I got a screen in front. That is one that I want back. That's really the only one that I want back of the three. Obviously you want all three back, but that's really the only one that I feel like I could have done something else on. If you look, I go to pivot to look over glove side, and that's when he shoots it blocker side. I didn't do that the rest of the game. I learned from that mistake 100%. But that's just good recognition of him to know that I'm going to the other side to look, and it was a good play all around by them. They're a really good cycle team. NYU is, they've kind of always been that. And they get a good cycle going here and then, you know, get it up to their point man 2-4 who likes to take a lot of shots. And so, that's kind of how that one developed.
Yeah. And you could see right at the end where your head is searching, like you know, because the pass came back out and you just got hit in the head and your strap came loose. Now you're searching for the puck. You can see the head movement right there. It shows that you would, you know, at that point lost sight of the puck. And you were searching because the guy was right in front of you. Like you had so much happening in front of you, you couldn't see through the traffic, obviously.
Yeah.
So overall, you still ended up having a great second period.
Yeah. The only other thing I'm going to chime in again, I'm not, I'm not dumping on your defenseman, but he's got to take that body and push the guy out.
Yeah.
Because that guy's left wide open to screen you. I know the defender's looking for the puck, but don't worry about the puck. You got the puck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So clear the body, let you get a good look. Because if you get a good look there, it's not going in.
Yeah, no, that's and I'm at the top of my paint too, which makes it, I think, even more frustrating for me as a goalie. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm at the top of my paint and he still gets me on that side and I'm on angle. It's just that when I go to pivot to look, glove side around the guy, it's literally at that moment you see him go to, I'm going to shoot this puck now. Like, yeah. And so, yeah, no, it was a good shot by him. It really was.
Yeah, it was. Now we break into third period and your guys did get a, I believe, one more goal back on the board right after the power play goal to pull you guys back within one at the end of the second.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
So you entered the third period down one and here's the action. We got some saves. It's always nice that that happened in the second period. We finished with some really nice saves.
Yeah.
Oh, bad giveaway there.
Yeah.
But again, you're in position. So both saves in position, nobody in front. Boy's got to clear that puck though. Boy's got to clear that puck.
Yeah, no, I put the puck to the corner there, off the second shot there. And, you know, that's what, you know, you're trained to do. Mm-hmm. Put it to the corner, let your D get it out. And I think we kind of went into panic mode a little bit here again. Just right off the hop, they kind of came at us hot off that neutral zone face off. And then I put this puck to the corner and the tracking just wasn't there by our team until the very end when we got a hold of the puck. So,
well, it was a panic play by 22 there, you know, had more time than he thought. You know,
yeah.
You watch him, he gets the puck and it's just automatic panic. I'm going to fire it out, which, you know, makes sense, but lift your head up, scan quick. Cause if you realize that he had room, right? He had options. He could have dropped it back to your defender.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think that he's trying to go to Nakagawa on the far side here, or on the near side here. That's a play we like to run sometimes. But I think he just fans on it. I think Pepe just fans on it, which, you know, that happens in a hockey game. You know, that's why I'm there to bail him out, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, right there, it's a fan on it. And I believe at this point in the period, I believe that there was a break in the action after a stoppage and they actually stopped play for about a minute or two while the ice actually froze. So I believe the puck may have actually stuck on them too. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, my job is to clean up the garbage. That's at the end of the day, that's our jobs as goaltenders, is to clean up the garbage in front of us. And, make sure that nothing gets into the garbage can behind us.
Yeah, it wasn't a cough up where a guy was a simple tip in and the guy straight in, right? So
yeah.
If it's gonna happen, that's a good spot for it to happen.
Yeah, especially going up towards the point where, you know, we're all there. You know, you got three guys back for one guy, you know, and then Pepe makes up for it with you know, getting the stick to the stick and making him kind of fumble a little bit and get not the shot he wanted to. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And then we move into the next save. So here we go.
Yeah. So puck's behind the net. Puck goes up to the point. Four walks it in. Good block by Matt Minerva right there. Number 29. Then I get a nice save right there. Puck's behind the net again. They really like to use the area behind the net. They really do. I think almost all these plays come from behind the net. You know, so they also shoot from everywhere. So you got to be ready at all times. Good D there by Trezera, going around the back there to make sure that guy doesn't get anything off. You know, I think that this is a penalty kill, if I'm not mistaken. It's a 4-on-4.
It's
a 4-on-4. Yeah. So, Matt Minerva doesn't kill penalties for us, I played this pretty well.
And at this point, I think, are you guys up yet at this point? Because you tied the game.
We're up 4-3. It's on the scoreboard. It shows 4-3.
Yeah, because you guys, I think early in the third period, you guys put in the tied the game, and then shortly thereafter, you took the lead.
Yeah, yeah. I think Nakagawa took a shot from the middle to score to get us up 4-3. He got wrecked on that one, but we'll take it.
Yeah. And so up here's the next top. Save.
Nice tracking. Nice tracking.
Yeah, the crowd lost it there a bit.
Yeah, you got over there nice.
And those pushes, nice, like, I'm so impressed with the leg work. Yeah, that's just,
yeah,
like, those are those desperation pushes where it's like that leg is going, it's like that left leg is going insane. Look at it.
Yeah, and I did get a piece of that one. That one was a good one that I really felt nice about. I think I may have gotten that off the, I think, either the shaft of the stick or my blocker. I'm not 100% sure. I just know that it did tip back up over the net. And this camera isn't the best that they were filming with. I think they were filming with an iPod, with the quality of an iPod. Good tracking there. They break in the zone. It kind of becomes an on man rush a little bit down low, but nothing crazy. And, you know, the puck just, I think the initial shot gets blocked, if I'm not mistaken.
It wasn't an odd man rush, but it wasn't in the way that the play kind of just formed. You were outnumbered despite the fact that all the guys were there.
It was just, yeah, no, it was 18. It was one of those things out there. Yeah, it was one of those plays where you have too many guys on one side of the ice, I think. I think we get trapped, Cini's down the middle, number six, and he does a really good job of staying right there down the middle. And honestly, I don't know what much more they could have done on that one. Puck doesn't go in the net, so we'll take that one.
Yeah, and then here you go with this one right here, a little two-on-one, and actual two-on-one breaks up, and just a great tracking, great read.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to say about that one right there, Goldie? Nice save.
I'll find
but
it.
But this is me being a goalie, teaching guys how to score, right?
Yep.
He's not going to beat you. He's going to have to snipe and a half. Like, you're way out. Where's he going to go? Shoot it off your pad, because you're going to give a rebound off, right? Give it off that pad, because the other guy's streaking in hard. You get a hard rebound.
Oh,
right,
and he's alone. He's all gone.
Yeah, he's wide open and alone. And that's why, I hate saying this, giving guys pointers on how to score on keepers, but the guy's got nothing to shoot at there on you, right? You've taken everything away. So when you don't have an option, rifle it off the far pad so you at least, give your other guy a chance to get it. But, easy routine save for you, because you pushed out, confidently to, well beyond the top of that paint. So nice save.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. And on that one, that one's just, I'm glad it went out of play. That's where I was putting that too. They had some, I think the one of the sides had low glass and the other one had high glass. So I'm glad that one got out. I think it was over the high glass side, but, if I remember the rink correctly, it was a little bit of a different rink setup, but that rink is actually on a pier, in New York City. So it is very cool. The way you get into the rink is a little weird. You got to park like 8 miles away and then walk in with your gear and, go up an escalator and then you're kind of in the rink. It's a really nice rink that, and I'm glad that I got my first start, this season and first win. And
the boys club helped call you back into it too, right? The boys went and gave you support, and got you the goals, right? So
something we really didn't do a lot of this year was score. And we had a stretch of games there towards the end where we were scoring and we just weren't winning. So I'm happy that I could get a win there with the boys and with the group that I came in with. And yeah, so it was really nice to be able to get out there and get a win, and get the first college win out of the way. So there's many more to come.
Yeah. Big congrats, because it was we knew that there were a couple potential other moments that you might be able to get into the game and you hadn't. So when you mentioned that you were getting this start, we are all locked in. And as listeners might remember from shortly thereafter that episode, the episode we had shortly, I guess, thereafter is probably what I was trying to say. I'm pretty sure it was in the second period, maybe, that my wife finally came out of the room and was like, "He can't hear you, so stop shouting at the television."
That would have been, we got to get you on video next time. We got to do like a live stream of you watching the game and just yelling at me.
Yeah.
Because I would have loved to have seen that.
Well, if Steve's on it, we're going to be demonetized in the first 15 seconds.
Well, watching
hockey. I always love these NHL announcements. And be, you know, they have your, you know, like the Coyotes. And be respectful. No swearing. It's hockey. Are you kidding me? Like, I had coaches grabbing my face mask when I was 7 years old, screaming at me and swearing their faces off. I'm like, it's part of it. Get over it. The F-bomb is the most beautiful word in the world.
I wouldn't say that, but yeah.
I mean, oh, I would definitely effing say that.
This might be the most censored podcast episode we've ever had.
We were more censored here,
Goldie, not to swear. Like, it almost came out, and I was like, and I used the word dump instead. So we knew where that.
Yeah, was. No. Well, I mean, I think I was the only one who swore in the episode. So
you made a reference to a donkey. Nothing wrong with that.
I did. There's nothing wrong with making a reference to a donkey. So
great off the donkey and in.
I'll have to beep a couple out, but no, guys. For our, I guess this potentially is our first YouTube video. So thank you for all those that are watching this video at the moment, and thank you for everyone who's tuned in on the podcast. As we're in season 4 of the Pigeonhole Hockey Podcast, and yeah, you can find us on a lot of. I wouldn't say a lot of social mediums, but we are on Instagram, we're on X, and we're on Threads, and now and a little bit on TikTok. But let's see if that exists.
Yeah, we'll see how that one goes.
I guess we're on YouTube now until something goes wrong there too. But we want to thank all of you listeners for tuning in. Follow us on our social media that I guess is still available at this point. But that's the Pigeonhole Hockey Podcast with Chris, Steve, and Heath.
Have a great one, hockey fans.
Have a great one.
And remember, listeners, always clear your crease.